Amen. Okay. We wanted to see the Chasam Sofer today. Habriche, the Chofetz Chasam Sofer, sorry. Habriche mina sheker. We're trying to learn something from Avram Avinu. The three Nishainas. We're trying to break out of that and see what we can learn from Avraham Avinu. The most unlikely person to succeed was Avraham Avinu. We're in the middle of the Shia. Hello? We're in the middle of the Shia. Yet, can you take your simcha somewhere else, please? Okay.
That's a nice chair. It's better than the other one.
The most unlikely person to succeed was Avraham Avinu, and he succeeded. The most likely person to succeed was Adam Arishan, and he failed. Va'achein kuf mem hay, the second paragraph. Achasim sofer kosev ke'etzel milchamos shel Avraham Avinu ba'ov de apsilim ha'isya sura olav. Listen to something very astounding here. Thank you. Listen to something very astounding here. Avraham Avinu, we all know, fought a holy war against Avodah Zarah, correct? According to the Chasam Sofer, it was osa for him to do. Osa for him to do. Told you you'd be surprised.
Good.
Avraham Avinu fought a war against Avodah Zarah, and according to the Chasam Sofer, it was osa. Why? He was placing himself in mortal danger, which was the equivalent of what we call today committing suicide. Noach held, it was a big machlekes, Avram and Noah. Noach held, was awesome, that's why he didn't. You're not letting danger your life. Very few things in Yiddishkeit allow you to endanger your life. What is Avraham Avinu doing? How did he do it? And he's the big tzaddik because he did osa things. It looks very holy. It looks very frum. He's out there beating up all the Avodah Zarahs and breaking all the psalim. When the Taliban did that, the whole world was in uproar. When Mashiach comes, guess what you're going to be doing? I always found that interesting. Who's the most outraged about the Taliban destroying all those Buddhist statues up there in Afghanistan and they took over? Mainly the Jews that were very upset about it. Ancient cultures being destroyed. What? We got very upset. We got very upset. It's 2,000 years of culture and antiquities all being destroyed. I don't know about you and me, but who's always at the forefront of demanding one's rights? Is the Yid. All the movements. There's always a Yid at the head of every movement, no? Okay. So there's Avraham Avinu out there, you know, beating up his dad's statues and whatever, destroying his business. He really messed up his business. That's why he's upset. Tell was more upset about business than about his religion. He had a big business going there. There was a serious business he had. And then Avraham Avinu destroys his business. So he takes him off to the evil king Nimrod and throws him into the fire. Noach says, I told you not to do what you did. And he was right. So what's Avraham Avinu's teretz? Well, Avraham Avinu haya anus. Hey, this Indian zeh.
He
was honest. And
so he put himself into an honest matziv?
He didn't put himself into an honest matziv. He was honest. He loved Hashem so much that he couldn't. When he heard Shecha, he protested. That's not the way to Mechanech. You're right. It's not the way to Mechanech. I'm honest. Rav Don was once flying somewhere, I don't know where he was flying to. And the group of Rabbonim and whatever, and they had a stopover. So when they had a stopover, they decided they were going to daven. Don't ask me what it was. Rav Don was in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, right? And the announcement came, please will you board? So everybody finished off, you know, packed up and got ready to go. And Rav Don's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So it's getting like, you know, everyone's getting on the whatever, you know, they're all standing there lining up waiting to go in. And he's davening. So someone went and whispered behind him, Tarikh Lafsik, we have to go on the airplane. Don's davening. An announcement comes over the thing saying there's been a technical problem with the plane. Please, the boarding has been delayed by 10 minutes or whatever. Fine. That's obviously not the story. Because we're talking about Avraham Avinu's honors. The fact that the plane was delayed, that's not the story. Anyway, eventually, Rav Don finishes and they announce that he can go on the plane. He gets in the plane. So this guy that whispered in his ear went to Rav Don. He said, I want to know something. That's the unhogger. That's how we're supposed to behave. You've got to get onto a plane. Yeah. So you daven Shmoneh Esrei a bit shorter. Or no, you're supposed to just keep davening Shmoneh Esrei. Listen to this answer. It's astounding. Rav Don said, no, that's not the way to behave. Sometimes you have to makatze in your tefillah or whatever. But I just couldn't leave HaKadosh Baruch. I just couldn't go. I don't know what that means, because I don't know that you're supposed to be having a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch when you're davening. There was a bit of a chiddush, but the Kodesh Baruch had got to do with Shmoneh Esrei. But somehow Rav Don felt that he was davening Shmoneh Esrei. Somehow he was having such a good time, even a Kodesh Baruch. He was just so enraptured with these whatever. He just couldn't. But you're right, that's not the way to behave. I'm honest. I just couldn't leave.
Does he give lessons about
how to do that? Yeah, all the time. He's giving Shirim and Vadim and all over the world. I asked Rav Don how to, I don't know, Asher Grossens, he's a Talmud of Rav Don's, he goes, what he's vading and what they're asking.
He was honest. He couldn't help.
He was honest. Ich kenne ich.
And therefore it's right.
He's honest. Honest Rachman Apotra.
Yeah, but that means right.
Let's see.
I kind of bring it into my life.
Let's see. Don't bring it into your life yet, because we haven't understood it properly yet. You can't internalize that. It's a very important, but I'm so glad you raised it. One of the most important things you have to do when you're processing Musa, you're trying to internalize what you know intellectually. Make sure that what you know intellectually is correct first. Make sure you've understood it. Because you may internalize something that's wrong. A lot of people walk around very well internalized with stuff that's not right. You have to first make sure, so we don't understand this. No. I told you, you're going to be very surprised.
Trust you,
very surprised. Well, I'm really honest. He went to war. Now he's telling him you're wrong. Let's bring a very extreme marshal. Marshals of the schmuck. You can do whatever you want with it. It's enjoyable. So let's watch this one. You did nikla lechaburis cannibalim oichlei odom. It was a person got captured by the cannibals. They eat people. He knew his time was limited and very shortly he was going to become lunch. He's on the mangal there and it's getting hot and he's about to be someone's dinner. Eventually he had an idea. He goes to he gets the attention of the chief and he says to him, what are you going to gain if you eat me? So you'll have a nice steak and then what? If you leave me alive, I happen to be a very talented engineer. I can start teaching you things and show you things. You know, I can give you water and electricity and do all sorts of things here. Well, you eat me, so you'll have lunch, and then what? I can give you many, many benefits. Rosh HaKnufeya Mishtachnea Midvarov. This chief then said, oh, okay, good, you're right, got a good point. Ulam Mitznasne Motnai. He says like this, okay, 1 second. Yoisvil Ish Novu Numaskil. You're a very intelligent person, you're very talented, and you're going to use your talents and expertise for the benefit of the tribe. And then you're going to be one of the leaders here. You're going to be teaching people. So you're going to be involved in what is this tribe's most important endeavor is food. So you're going to have to invent new ways of trapping people and catching people and cooking people more efficiently. So that's what's going to be your job. He's going to have to join in all the endeavors. Trapping people, killing people, eating people. He's going to be part of the tribe. You have to be part of the tribe. That's what you're going to have to do. You're allowed to do that to save your life. No, you can't kill somebody. So a person who hasn't lost his humanity totally will die 1,000 deaths rather than do that. Avram Avinu Avin, that's the marshal. What's the nimshal? Avram Avinu Avin, v'chash ki ha-sheke she-bochaim kol yoshvei tevil hu neire v'hadova nechshav to cannibalism. For him, watching people worshipping idols and missing the plot lagamra and missing a Kodesh Baruch Hu completely, by him that was as despicable and as inhuman as cannibalism. He couldn't. He's honest. What's feels to for me? He hadn't been makia. Okay, that's a machlekas exactly when he was makia by Ra'ilo. According to the shita that he did when he was 3, so then he had it. According to the shita he was 48, he had it. But the sheker that people were living with, he couldn't tolerate. He couldn't. That's Avram Avinu. Cannot tolerate sheker. Couldn't, he just couldn't handle it. You say sheker in front of him, who puts that?
Wait a second.
Why do I have to wait?
You
need time to think. Is that why I'm just waiting? Let's think. Good. I'm going to wait and you'll think about what you want to say. And I'm going to have a coffee. Thank you. And Yaakov was Ish Emes, and he also lied. Okay, that's another subject. But to understand when is what's called lying and what is called sheker. That's another subject. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Is that sheker? Was that sheker? Okay. Yaakov's lying, was that sheker? Wasn't it sheker? Okay. That's usually where the Nisoyin is, though, by the way. In the area where you're a master, that's when Hashem comes along and says, do the opposite for me. That was the Akeda, no? Wasn't that the Akeda? Take all your rachamim for your son. Take all your anticipation for the future of Klal Yisrael. Olam hazeh en olam haba. That everything you believe in, check that for me. Isn't that what the title was? Gufa in that area. The text not please eat a human being. That's not your text. Why not? Because. Yitzchok. We're not talking about Yitzchok. We're talking about Abraham and Yaakov. Yaakov's the Ishtam. Titen Emes le Yaakov. And he becomes Yaakov Avinu, gets the brochas through Allah. Okay, we have to understand that. That's another subject. Okay. Anything else?
Why was he smashing idols left and right?
Because he wasn't an idiot. He wasn't an idiot either. Anyway, I don't have all the details exactly what's going on all the time. Whatever. It's just the Chasam Sofer. In principle, we're dealing with the halachic principle here. To endanger yourself for that, not advisable. It's honest. Yeah. It's honest. Al pi ayse derech. Now we get to seeing what it's got to do with us. So now we have the principle. Let's see. Aleni lochush b'doreinu ki'ilu yam ha'tayves v'habidud ha'matzifes kol ha'olam kulo hu'kannibalizom. We have to somehow get ourselves to start sensitizing ourselves to feeling, to recognizing intellectually first that all the lusts and all the entertainment and all the tikshoret and all the social media and all whatever, the kulu cannibalism, or you fill in your own word there. Cannibalism might not make you feel so ill. I could hear cannibalism, whatever. Ulai, maybe. If cannibalism doesn't do it for you, find something else. You might say it, yeah. He told me once, he said, like, would you light a cigarette on one of the ovens in Auschwitz? He said for him that was like using the internet. Therefore, he had no concern with the internet. Because it was like lighting a cigarette on the oven that's burning your father. That's how he thought. Cannibalism, yeah. Cannibalism, the ovens in Auschwitz. Whichever, whatever works for you, but that's how he understood it. He might even say it sooner than I, whatever. But he said that, yeah, I think. I never knew so with the internet. It's like lighting a cigarette on the burning Sefer Torah, Rahman and Islam. You don't have a match. So you light your cigarette on a Sefer Torah that's burning. Somebody might think, fine, what's the problem? What's the problem? The other person might think, you know, they might be shocked to see such a thing. We used to get soldiers. There's a big army base near where we lived. I'm talking about when I was a little guy. And we used to get soldiers every Friday night. They used to come to us for Friday night supper. Victoria, another big army base in whatever. Yeah. You probably were one of them. No, you were. Yeah, you know that story? Oh, Amamish, I saw it happen. So these guys weren't shum or whatever, but Friday night they used to get out of the army. If there's a big break for them, they used to go to shul and then we used to pick them up and they used to come home for Friday night supper or whatever. One of the guys got up and he lit his cigarette off my Boba's Shabbos candle. I thought my grandfather was gonna, he was like a pretty chilled guy, but I've never seen him like that before. He went nuts. Huh? He went, whatever, I don't know, I was 6 years old or something. Whatever. I remember now, I remember him being, and that story he would tell all the time. It was like he couldn't imagine that anybody had sunk so low, that he could stoop that low. You know, he wasn't a Hasidic Rebbe, he was one of us, you know, he was kind of half keeping Shabbos, like every Jew's allowed to get Shabbos, you know, Friday night. And then Saturday afternoon, after he closed the store. But he lit his cigarette on the Shabbos candle. Now, when you heard that, you were all shocked, no? Okay, so that's the find the thing that shocks you and use that as a, I'm honest, I'm lo yochol. Ain kol hevdel bein achilas bnei adam chaim lebein sreifas neshomas yudiot. There's no difference between eating a human being or burning a Jewish neshama. Hatikshoret haktsuva v'hamidoberes, hamachshavim v'internet v'smartphoneim, harayim katai hagazim. Oh, here it is. Kamisrofot treblinka v'Auschwitz v'mayu oile b'daitoi shalmandu lachatzit cigari. Oh, here it is. La'noisa me'esh hamasrefot. Now, not everybody will agree with him. One rabbi once told me he'll never speak in my shul again because of him saying this. He once said this in a certain shul in a town that will remain anonymous for now. And the rabbi of that shul told me I will never invite him back to speak again because he said that. Let's look at what he said. The entire media, spoken, written, the radios, the computers, the internet, are like gas chambers and what do they call the furnaces of Treblinka and Auschwitz. Would somebody imagine that they would be able to light a cigarette on one of those ovens? Hare kvanema shagodl machtioi yesemina horboy. Getting someone to sin is worse than killing him. And Mitzur zarim. What the word is? Culture. What did I say last time? What is the translation?
Minzar is a thing in Beth. It's called the monastery.
Monastery? No.
Minzarim?
They wouldn't fit you.
Censored.
Huh? Censored. Thank you. Well, censorship board. You know, they tell you what you can see, what you can't see. Okay, that's quite a big statement. This was said 50 years ago. Not sure what he would say today, although I have a fairly good idea. Using the internet. No, not using the internet. Sorry, that was unfair. Being involved and attracted and connected to the whole big wide world out there. The internet's just a medium. The internet's a medium. The internet's not the problem. The problem is the medium. He himself said, internet's not a poshut nisoin. You know why? Because mitzadachad, there's a lot of samachayim there. There's a samamabas. That might, I don't know what side the fence that's on. I don't want to pick particular sides. I want to talk about the concept. There are many people today that are from because of the internet. Many people that are only learning Torah today because of the internet. There are a lot of people today that lost their wives and families and whatever. It's a very diabolical nisoy. Not talking practically. Each person has to work out for himself where, how, whatever, but you have to be very careful. An enormous Yetzer Hara dancing on top of this whole story, and we know that it's destroying our children, whether you like it or not. You might be hanging in just, but your children, maybe not your specific child, but our children, clearly, are being totally decimated by this. Totally. I don't want to give you the statistics, I don't have them, I don't know, I'm not a anthropologist. About anybody that can sit here today and say they're unaware of the problem. And it's not my problem. You got to touch with reality in a big way. Big way. It's not a poshut story. Not poshut at all. There are a lot of guidance from Das Torah how you deal with this story. It's not poshut. Not poshut at all. There's a loneliness in the world that forces people into relationships that are. The whole of the social media that the kids are into today is outrageous. And I don't have a solution to the world problem, but no, we're trying to just work on a sugya for ourselves here. About that's Avraham Avinu, who lo yochol. Aleinu lafkid kol kach b'mesiras nefesh, gam kasher adoben nogei le'oivden panosim, ein lanu chelek v'nachala imohem. I had a friend, he worked in the advertising business. He came about tshuva. He was making a very nice panosim. Big bald stalker. He gave up his job. He couldn't work in the advertising business anymore. He couldn't live with himself. You know what I'm talking about. The guy lived in poverty for his wife. Eventually started making a decent panasa, but he struggled for the rest of his life to have a panasa. And it wasn't a problem. He was the happiest guy in the world because he did it. Now, I'm not suggesting anybody else should give up their panasa. Shalom for Das Torah, what you do, what you don't do, how you do, how you don't. Where you draw your red lines, where you don't. And there's really, this is not what we're trying to do here. He was honest. No, he wasn't honest. He was doing what he was supposed to do. That was a lachik. That was posh. He was advised by Das Torah. Leave that job. You can't work in it. Over a million Isidorises every day at work. That's not called honors. But you don't have to be over a million Isidorises because you're using the internet because you work in a bank somewhere. Whatever. I don't know. You have to work it out. They're like... That's not just relating to the computer. There's other problems today in the work. Can't tell people that the internet also don't touch the internet anymore. Are you going to feed them tomorrow? Rabbi Leib said that. Let's just put this on pause. He never answered to that. He said, go find solutions. Go speak to the technical geniuses. I'm not a technician. And they did. They did at that big meeting because of that. They tap and all the, all the different, Baruch Hashem, we have good Jewish cops and brains and can work it out. It's not so posh. Your bank, the company you work with, might not allow you to put a full for your machine. I don't know. Is it? That's not the subject. The subject is our, before you start using it, you must know that you're dealing here with Auschwitz. Now, sometimes you have to go into Auschwitz. Sometimes you have to do, but you have to realize what you're dealing with. It's not just, it's not so serious. What's the problem? You know, no, we have to realize that it's, I'm not about the internet. That's the internet. That's not the problem. The problem starts before. We live in a world where sheker is so acceptable. First of all, get in touch with what it means to be Jewish. Just the simcha of being alive. You're not going to get caught up in all the latest stuff. You'll think 30 times before you bring something new into your house. However politically incorrect it may be, something we have to really work very hard on and recognize we have nothing to do with them. And them may look very frum as well, because Goyish comes deep in the Torah world today. Deep. What the Goy? The Goy's got a problem. Him I can deal with. I know who he is. I know what he wants. I know what I want. We can Mr. De very well. But it's his culture. It's what he's selling me. It's what he's pretending he's Jewish that he wants me to use. We are Kodesh Baruch Hu's Bnei B'chayr Yisrael with the inner circle of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's crack troops. And if we behave differently, because we don't have sheikhs to all the cannibalism that's going on out there. Fairly extreme, what he's saying here. We'll have to see how it fits in Lamaisa, but first you have to first recognize that it's despicable and it's disgusting and it's destroying our lives.